Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She had blisters so severe from it that when she popped them, the neighbor's dogs would start barking. Welcome to episode number 27 of the Marty and...
Second floor.
Marty and the second floor.
Yeah!
But it is fully actual, though. You can't say nothing about that. Say what you will about that, but you can't say it.
Actually full, too.
And what else? What else about it, man? Oh, he stands up, he's puffing his chest out.
What's going on here? He says that. Oh, hey, what's he saying, man? What's he saying? What's he looking at, huh?
He looks cute with a long shirt.
What's the fuck?
He looks cute with a long shirt, a long sleeve shirt on.
Is that better? Is that better? Is that a bit better?
Oh.
Like a Bosley.
He thinks you're talking to him. You're actually talking to a man.
Bosley met the neighbor's horse today.
Yeah, my neighbor has a horse. That's so cool.
Yeah, that is good news.
God, it was
whenever
a beautiful
we need
animal.
Any horse-related stuff?
Yeah.
We got a horse right there.
Yeah, like, having a horse neighbor is better than not having a horse neighbor.
Horses are vital. Imagine highways with stallions stampeding back and forth.
And Brumbies.
Just such... Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah, no one would have to fuel up anywhere. You know, fucking saving the environment. The bloody horse is having a great day outside.
It was a friendly, friendly creature. Do you remember his name?
Yeah,
it was Gaston
something
or something
like that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Gaston, like from that. Wasn't he the bad guy in Cinderella? Or what's that?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast? Gaston?
Was he really Gaston?
Gaston!
I think I made that up. I've got those fucking hairs going on over the eyes again.
Yeah, and how funny was it that she said he was a grumpy horse?
Yeah.
He's a grumpy horse. Like, if I have personalities, Bosley's still looking at me like I'm fucking talking to him. The fucking David Cameron.
Yeah, Gaston is the bad guy in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I thought it was. Remember that song? That Gaston song when they go nuts in the pub.
At the very beginning. Yeah, I can't
you fucking remember it, Lee. What happened last
week? They're remaking Pinocchio in real life. Tom Hanks is going to be Geppetto.
Oh, yes. Tom Hanks, the paedophile, will be Geppetto.
How fitting.
I've got hairs that go across my eyes now. That's just how I am.
You and your fucking hairy eyes, mate. Jesus fucking...
Oh, every time when we do the podcast.
All right, we had Michael's... That's what I was going to talk about. We had Michael's housewarming on the bloody weekend, didn't we? And what did we do? We got on the bloody ketamine.
Speaking of
we
horses...
We got on the fucking coke. We had bloody alcohol with Valiums thrown around and there was fucking... What was
you
it?
You had your first time
weed.
On ket.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck, is it... fun.
We can't talk about it too much. I don't know. Can we?
I don't know. Fuck the world. Drugs are okay as long as you're above 18. Oh, I just shat. Fuck.
Yeah. And then that's like an ad for not to do drugs.
Do drugs and you'll shit yourself involuntarily all the time.
Yeah, and we don't, as we said, we don't do them all the time. It's just for special occasions.
Yeah, your special occasion. We
everything in moderation. It's like, you don't want to be drinking every day. Just do it now and then. And then same with cigarettes. You can just smoke them every second day.
Yeah. I got to watch it and remember it all.
Yeah, so anyway, it's not about the drug taking.
It was our memory, like you said last week.
It's not about the drug taking, but we did have a bloody good time, didn't we? Like it came up for it as well. Fucking stop it to the boys around the house. Little boys lying around all fucked.
Did you enjoy the improv shit?
Yeah, we did some acting and that was a lot of fun.
It's so fun.
What did we do?
We
had to be snakes.
Had to be snakes or like you had to. Like here our job, we're doing job interviews and you were the boss and we had to try and get a job with you.
Yeah.
fucking hell. Lockie was making me piss myself laughing. He'd always be like, Mark, head office. And, oh, it got me off hard. Do you remember at one point we were doing a scenario and me and fucking Lockie went to town kissing each other for a bit?
Yeah, you really got into it.
Oh my God. If we committed, it'd be funny. But then but me and James turn around and look at you guys and you're just like, whoa.
Well, me and James are still in trying to stay in care. We were mum and dad to you. So we were trying to be in character. And we were like snickering. And then, everyone else just was shocked.
Yeah. I felt, it was weird. But Lockie fucking committed to it.
Yeah, he always commits.
God, he's a funny guy. It was a fucking fun weekend. And then Sunday was ruined.
What happened Sunday again?
We slept. I didn't wake up till like...
Fuck, that's right. Yeah, Sunday. Well, we missed a fun day there, but fuck, it's good sleeping all day sometimes.
Oh, dude, especially when you're up at the... We always have to be up at 5 a.m. for fucking baking.
Oh, God.
We're just always baking.
Those are our real jobs. We're actually bakers as well. Yeah, so now, right, fucking we rock up and here we fucking are and Matt's already here. Weren't you, mate? He was doing a bloody bit of research for on this days. Wasn't you, mate, eh? Fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And anyway, we got here and he's fucking throwing like fucking, fucking donuts at the wall and shit. He's going crazy. But he said, turn to me and said, I have four very good on these days, he said. And then he handed me a piece of paper and I haven't seen him since just now.
Where'd you go? Oh, he just went over there.
I was researching.
He's preparing for next week.
I think I can see where this fucking thing's coming from.
Eyelashes.
Has that really been there since last week?
No, they just come just before the podcast.
Maybe it's because when you put the bloody eyeliner on.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's your fucking eyeliner and your eyelashes.
You're fucking
Wow, you guys are great scientists.
Research. It was. Look, it was all me. That was all me.
It feels like it's my eyebrows. I don't put it. No, it's not my bottom bottom eyelid.
Yeah, your lips are on your eyes.
It's not my bottom eyelid. So it has to be because it's coming from up here. It's up the top. Anyway, fucking first world problems. Let's get on with the research.
Yes, moving on from the eye hair. On this day in 1992, Mark Wahlberg landed on his back after jumping off a four-story building to impress a girl he was seeing. He was going for 10 front flips but lost control midair and was spinning out of control until he slapped onto the ground. Incredibly, his only injury was a shattered hip. A really shattered hip. Even so, he managed to walk back up to his apartment in an attempt to hide his injuries to avoid further embarrassment from the girl still watching him from the four stories up. He bit her ears off when she pointed out that he was clearly badly injured.
Man, he's aggressive.
That needs an aggressive reaction to that. Well, that was going to be a nice story, but that took a nasty turn there at the end, Matthew Brown.
Was it his wife?
No, he was just jumped off a building
to
impress.
This is before he got married.
To impress a girl he was seeing. Yeah,
Do you know Entourage is like loosely based? The idea is based off his life.
Yeah.
Apparently, is that
crazy?
Yeah.
I heard that the other day.
Yeah, I spoke to him. On this day in 1996, Michael Jordan started freezing his piss. He keeps it in a massive cold room at his house and has like a million liters of piss now. He says he's saving it because he says it's hilarious when people come over and he gives them a tour of his house and they get to see the piss room. The confusion in their eyes gives him sexual gratification as well as a bit of a laugh.
Imagine doing that, committing to it, having just heaps of rooms filled with frozen piss.
That's how good.
He's got enough money that he could do that.
Yeah, he could just fucking pay people for their piss and just get a piss room like that. Boom, like that cunt. Fucking there's always, imagine how much piss right now is gushing in the entire world. Gushing.
Ooh.
Imagine all that. All write down every human pissing right now, that piss was landing on you.
Did you guys watch his Netflix doco?
Who?
Be all right with it.
The Michael Jordan one on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. I got like two episodes in.
I love that
Or three
shit.
Episodes in. Yeah, what happens in fun. The end?
Oh, the he best. Wins. We're not going to ruin it for anyone, but me. I don't know. I didn't know the Chicago Bulls story, but...
it's a really good story. I didn't realize how good it was.
Does it get better than past like the first two?
The first, everyone always says the first episode's shit, but you just got to bloody, you got to commit to the cause.
It's like the Epstein one.
On this day in 2003, Julia Roberts would smash her face into walls, cars, and steel sheds in an effort to shorten her snout. And there was a comment once about her on social media that she said she looks a little bit like a horse and she really took it to heart. She's all right now, but for a while she looked a bit like a cooked then fucked apple.
A cooked then fucked. Holy shit.
On this day in 2016, Clint Eastwood turned 168 years old. He's still alive today and his skeleton can now be seen through his shirt and he doesn't excrete bodily fluids anymore except vomit. The vomit is always a thick, dark paste. He only whispers when he speaks and his testicles have turned into a soft, foamy material. He's very, very old. And he is.
He's very, very old. How old is she? Apart from 168.
He's 90.
Is he? No, he's not.
Yeah, he's 90 years old.
He made a movie like old. Last year.
Yeah, he did that. He did that movie, the, what was it? The Mule? Which is really weird, racist old man.
Yeah, I know.
But,
and wasn't he still directing and shit as well?
Well, he directs.
He's like fucking 90 years old.
He directs most of his, nearly all of his movies he's directed himself. What? He's an incredible
director. Gran Torino? Is that one?
He's dead.
We saw that.
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Is he like, is he racist in that as well? Is he racist in The Mule?
Yeah, but like it's more.
He becomes not racist.
Yeah, he becomes not racist, yeah.
So it's like a lesson about, a good lesson about racism.
Yeah, okay.
But that's fucked up. If he falls over, he's dead. He's so frail.
I think my dad died at 91.
Yeah, for what he's doing at 90, it's pretty incredible.
Man, it'd be so tempting to just push him over. That's it. It's like pushing someone off a cliff. He's always on the edge of a cliff.
I think he's pretty fit.
For an old dude, yeah.
Oh, man, he's fucking nearly... Well, you heard. You researched.
You know he's older than Sean Connery?
How old she is?
No, he's older than Sean Connery.
Yeah, he looks
like... Sean Connery's 89, and Sean Connery looks old, seems old.
Jeez, he's done all right, too.
Yeah.
What's his number, Matt?
How many?
Did you know Sean Connery got voted the best Bond ever?
Yeah, of course. He's got for me, I really like Daniel Craig, the current Bond, but...
Daniel Craig's fucking the best. I haven't really watched it. James Bond.
The old one is pretty good. And he's cheeky as well. Very cheeky.
Yeah.
Bond.
Yeah. And I like the...
There's that great scene
he's
where...
He's like 60 years old as well, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he's getting old. He's nearly 50, I think.
No, he's like, fuck, I swear to God, look at him.
He's younger.
He's 57, I guarantee.
I hope that we get to be the next James Bond, like us two together.
Fuck, no.
Us two together. Yeah, I always want to... And we are Bond. James is Bond. And we're Jameses. We are Jameses Bond. And we fight the crime.
Oh fuck. And the bad guy in the movie's Box Boy.
And he's just sliding around everywhere and we're running after
he's
him.
He's doing his dances.
Yeah!
I'll get you, Mr. Bonds.
James is Bond. Oh, fuck that. That was good. How old's Daniel Craig?
52.
I knew it.
We were both wrong.
Yeah. But the reason Sean Connery's so funny as a Bond is that he'd do little cheeky things. There's that scene. I can't remember which one. I think it's Goldfinger or Goldmember. Hmm. Whichever one. Got him confused. But where the chick's like, can you hand me some clothes? And he like hands her shoes. And he sits back and watches.
I don't think I've watched any of the fucking old shit fuck off things with him fucking back.
Yeah,
never been a bit action. Never
hard
been
watch.
A big action. You can tell what's going to happen 5 minutes in. There's a love interest. There's a complication, but everything always works out.
James Bond is like the better version of fucking Avengers.
He's just because he's like, a real man.
Yeah. Oh, not even that. It's just it's not a superhero. It's just some fucking.
It's a dude who's fucking pretty sick and a bit of an alcoholic with his fucking martinis. Am I right, brother?
Oh, I like the head bob. You got to do that more often. Yeah. That is some good shit. Yeah, it's probably more entertaining to watch the Avengers, I guess. But
oh, it depends. If you're watching the new Bonds,
the new Bonds are like slightly better than the Avenger films, which means they're still shit. And then the old Bonds are really shit.
The only thing is
they're outdated.
They're very different movies, though.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
One's
just action. It's just that's what it is
the whole time. That's an action movie to me. Which brings us to our next segment, which has been renamed.
That was pretty. I like that one.
And there's a segment where we just answer questions that you guys have sent in via our Instagram. By the way, this podcast is brought to you by the University of Markle, our website, where we post fucking good shit.
Shit we can't post on
social media.
Social media.
Well, we really, yeah, just fucked
so
up.
So risky now these days. Even, well, I guess these aren't, hardly any of these podcasts are monetized.
Yeah, oh, they're podcasts.
So, like,
yeah.
That's why we can talk freely here, but with stunts and being rascals.
We can't risk it.
We can't risk
it
on social media without it being cut or cancelled. Or
posting,
deleted.
We're posting Michael's new house tour to the website, so you get to see the whole house and the whole... This little setup has a little cameo in it. So, like, yeah, just fucking sign up. It's only fucking... Oi, boys. Oi, it's only fucking $7, man.
You were the
like $5 US.
Fuck that
oi.
Day. He was
it's only $7, brother. $7 a month, brother. That's nothing. Yeah, go on, give us a bloody bone, eh?
Alright. Fuck.
Anyway, let's answer some bloody questions.
I'm trying to find albums.
Yes. I love albums.
Here we go.
That excites me.
This one's from Ryan_Jones_RJ. If the trots of a horse was to can be why, then if not for is can be the who.
Oh.
Fucking hell, man.
Let that just sink in because, well, one of three things really spring to mind. Isn't that right?
Correct.
So.
I'd say... It can, but it can't.
Well, and that's just the thing. It's like, is it really?
Or is it even real?
So, but we'll leave that one with you, Ryan. Very, very good question, though. I understand. Like, that's, yeah. Like, that's made me a bit emotional.
Yeah,
actually.
I've got like half a hard erection.
Heartburn. I'm feeling heartburn.
I've got gastro.
All right, next question is from... It's a bunch of like fucking, what would you call that? Like little symbols, isn't it? Isn't that right at the top there?
Yeah, just Emma?
Underscore Tyler Rodica. Big fan of the shit you guys do. My question for the podcast is the reason for Matthew Gregory Brown being such a hard worker for his research job because of the fact that he previously worked for the concreting company Holcim? Not to mention the fact that...
Three.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, he works here now. He is research now. So it's like, yeah, that's probably why you see him doing more work on this day is because he is research.
When kids are doing it on their assignments, they invite him over. And he goes there because he helps them with research.
But he's everywhere because he is research.
Even adults when they have to go back and look at shit, like algebra and stuff.
Like he's Google, like he's
I'm
Google.
A search engine.
Yeah, he is everything that you see and be, see, are too, Matt Brown is.
That is well said. That's well said. Whoa, Matt, you are fucking, you are the world.
You are the world. You are the children. Oh. You are the world that make a man and let's start. Anyway, next question is from Rustle.
Sorry.
Cortez underscore tattoos. Do you ever feel like just giving up?
We all have our moments.
Yeah.
No, of course, Russ. Well, you know, no, not really. But you just, that's the thing. You can't. Because as soon as you feel like it, then you're doing something wrong.
Life keeps going on. Yeah, that's the thing. You can never switch off, so you can't just give up. Because then you wake up the next day and you keep doing it.
Every day. Wake up, film. Every day, right?
Just how will we going. Hurt ourselves today?
Just keep dancing. Just keep moving and smiling.
Oh, I thought you were crying. It looked like in your eyes you were about to cry. Which you did, dude. Oh.
Really hard, so it squirted out horizontally.
Yeah, on the mat. Oh.
All right. Next question is from Tame Whales HGO. Why does Michael always get more fucked up in your videos? Is it because Marty's a little bitch?
We have a video that we're going to film this week called Who Has the Higher Pain Threshold? And we're going to put it on the University of Michael.
On the website. We can't put it on social media because there's too much pain.
We will find out.
There's a lot of people always want to know. But yeah.
Like you think videos, it's even. I'm up there with thinking I might. Oh.
Look, everyone. This is what people need to understand with our videos. All right. We both are better at different things. I am better at the research combining formulas and numbers and presenting physics and algorithms better. Just that part. Michael's better in the field. Michael's better in the field. He's fearless. He just knows his role in the field. So that in science, it's for science. Michael gets hurt more because it's science.
There has to be prac and there has to be theory. And I'm prac and you're theory.
Exactly.
And together.
We're clearly. And in the pranks, I don't know. I guess I'm just way better at. It's not in Michael's nature as much. Like, it's just, I just like fucking with people a bit more, you know? But so it's just in my nature to constantly be just fucking doing shit to annoy because it makes me laugh. Seeing him.
Don't touch me. Every
see
time you walk past him,
see
every
what
time.
Fucking mean.
Try and get like you try and fucking get out of your car with him next to you. He'll
like
grab your ass.
If he went to touch me, I'd like it. I'd have a little giggle and a clap with him.
Yeah,
and
I touch him back
straight away.
Don't. Yeah, he just likes fucking with me because he gets a reaction.
Next question is from Stay Wild, America. Podcast question for Michael. For $5,000, would you lay in a bed full of creepy crawlies for 3 hours?
For $5,000, after our latest meetings with our tax accountants, yes.
Podcast question for Marty. What are your top 3 favorite gas station snacks of all time? Kinder Buenos?
Good question.
Kinder Buenos. I don't know why. They just bring me back to my little German section. That flavor as a kid.
What are they?
Kinder Bueno. You know, the Kinder Surprises, yeah, but sorry. The long form.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, like a can of Coke and probably, like, probably that's maybe some chippies question. Or something. Maybe some Doritos or something. Some Red Rock deli chips. Some chippies or something.
Do you like Bounties?
I don't know about Bounties. Oh, Kit Kats. Fucking Kit Kats.
Oh, Kit Kats are good.
I love your Bounty story.
What's my Bounty story?
A guy beat you up.
Really? Oh, fuck. Steven, fuck you. Yeah, some kid. I think I told the world this.
I don't know. Did you tell that last week?
Yes.
I can't remember, but it was. I had a good game.
I was in like year fucking 5 or 6 walking past
said
the high
hello
school.
Hello to him and he
no, he's like, hey, man. I was like, hey. He was in front of some girls and they were like year 9 or something. And I'm like year 6 or year 5. And then like I walk 100 meters down the road eating my Bounty and then I just cop it into the back of the head. And he puts me up on a tree and just beats the shit out of me.
Oh my God, why?
I don't know. Yeah, it was fucked.
What the fuck? Why?
He was a sight. He was known all throughout Canberra to be like his family was fucked.
Oh my God.
And then we caught him, my tennis coach, Adrian, God bless you. We went out and we didn't find him, but we've worked out who his name was and stuff. And then I think we've said this story before maybe, but 6 months down the line, we had like a fucking, what's it called when you all have to have a chat?
A sit down
with like his family and my family and then police officers. And then, I don't know, he just apologized. And then they were like, is that good enough? And I was like, yeah. I was over it. I was like, yeah, it's fine. And then we sort of became friends. He'd see me at, I know, I remember one time I was playing a tennis tournament. Funny story for you. And there he was on his bike looking through the back of the fence. Like,
oh, my God.
And I was like, hey, dude. And he's like, hey. And that's the last time we ever spoke.
Oh, wow.
But then fucking like a year earlier, he'd be, yeah, oh, dude, he'd be on fucking heavy, I'd say ice, possibly all the shit.
Don't assume, Michael.
He might have come good. He might have become a lawyer in London.
That doesn't sound like he was after the bounty, though.
He wasn't after the bounty. He was just, he'd bash heaps of kids.
Yeah, he just wanted to fucking hit someone.
I just enjoyed the way Michael said, I bought a bounty and I was really happy walking down the street.
I wonder what the fuck must go through your fucking mind. Like, there must be something not right. Like, something must not be working for you to just see something like so much rage all of a sudden to fucking beat this shit out of a random kid.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he didn't just hit me in the back of the head. Like, he fully put me up on against a tree and just went to town, worked my fucking ribs. Yeah, it sucked.
Were you cackling the whole time?
Well, yeah, like, I think because, you know, when you're in shock, you don't feel the pain. So I was fine after it. But then I was just like, fuck, why'd he do that? It's not like me when I was, you know, fucking 18 going out with you where I just stir everyone up. I was just this kid trying to enjoy his bounty. Fucking hell. Crazy, man. Crazy. It's a crazy world out there.
That is fucking hilarious.
Maybe cut his last name because he probably listens to it.
He probably lives next door. Our next question is from Mike Royer 94. Hey guys, try to pronounce the longest name in the world of a village. See, I'm worried that this is one of them things.
Oh, I think they tried to do this last time. I just saw it again. Yeah, sorry, we can't risk it.
Yeah, no, but we can leave this in. I'm worried that it's like a whole bunch of letters. If it's something like, if I say that, if you play in reverse, it's me saying something real fucked up. Because I think I've seen like people getting cameos and they get them to say, oh, read this. And then they read it and then they post them and play it in reverse and it sounds like
there's no fucking way that that's a name.
No,
so it must be what you're thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Anyway, next question is from Greg Donkey 27648. Why do we have to go disco dancing? Well, it's just
we simply must. We simply will. We will again. My name is Ben.
And we disco dance. And that's why
disco dancing. It's important. Think about it.
It's fucking. We got to write it.
It's
like,
nice moving your body about.
We got to and Greg's bloody was it Greg's?
Yeah, Greg Shelton sent in.
Yeah, heaps of lyrics. We got to fucking. We got to make it happen one day. We got to actually.
This
write
is
this
so
song.
Much to do. Especially with this.
We've only mentioned fucking like a few things.
And everyone keeps coming
song,
back to it.
Yeah, in a few fucking videos at the end, and it's really bloody caught on.
Yeah, it's. I can't believe it. I was just at fucking lunch with Connor one day and it popped in my head.
Yeah, and then we started doing it.
I brought it back to you and then we just elaborated on it. And then before you knew it, we couldn't stop.
And then we were just doing it everywhere.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Yeah, it was.
Remember the time when we were in the toilets and there was that poor dude? We were literally like just in the toilets being weird.
No, it was complete silence. The only things being said was me outside going, we simply. No, I'd keep going. And then she said to me,
It's good disco.
We simply must. Like, just kept saying.
Disco dance.
Yeah, disco.
Yes, 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 yes. Like, he's just sitting in there taking a shit, this stranger.
And then silence again, like, come on, while we're pissing ourselves laughing. And then again, I just, straight away, like, it was just fucking ridiculous.
And then you heard him, he'd have little chuckles.
The guy in the store was pissing himself as well. But then there was another guy who was shit scared and didn't even look at us and just ran straight out of the bathroom after, because it sounds fucking like, you'd think we were insane.
We were in there for a while too,
standing in the corner of fucking bathroom. This question is from Rehan Mara is Jr. Marry one, kill one, fuck one. Caitlyn Jenner, Judge Judy with human shit on her back and that bitch Carol Baskin.
Whoa. I'd probably marry Judge Judy just because she's gonna die soon. It's a fact. I'd kill Caitlyn Jenner because she's killed someone, murderer, before. Oh, fuck, so is Carol Baskin. I'd rather fuck Carol Baskin over Caitlyn Jenner with my personal preference. So I'd kill Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Because she's killed someone. Oh, but I guess it wasn't intentional. God damn it. No,
it's like I would marry Judge Judy just because she's gonna die soon and then you have your life back. And I would and plus she's pretty fucking she's got a pretty good
She'd probably
life.
Be able to help you out with some.
Yeah, exactly. She'd be good for us.
Yeah.
And then because I have to fuck one, I would just have to choose Carol over Caitlyn. So the only last remaining option is to kill Caitlyn Jenner.
It's not confirmed that Carol Baskin, she did not go away for murder, right? But it is confirmed that Caitlyn Jenner, I guess it wasn't a fucking murder, was it? Was it manslaughter or
I'd be smart about this. I would kill Carol Baskin. I'd fuck Kate. Oh, no, wait. Who was the other? Who is the one you watch? Judge. I'd fuck Judge Judy. There's something hot about that. And then
80 years old.
And then I marry Caitlyn Jenner for the money.
Ooh, Brown Town strikes back. Oh, Matthew Brown, Gregory, Brown, Matt.
Anyway, next question. Whew. Man. Next question is from Rein, R-E-I-N, right? And then there's a dot and then lad, so L-A-D at the end after. So anyway, I'll have a look at what he's written, everyone. Podcast question. If I pissed your bed, Michael, would buy a new bed or just flip the fucking fully actual mattress?
Dude, I'd flip it all the way.
I
don't even flip it now. I just put fucking fans down on it and just wait a day.
Yeah, and then when one side is heavily crustified after that's happened a few times, in a few months, then he flips it.
Dude, this sucks for me. I shouldn't say this. I got. I couldn't even be fucked because we broke out my fan the other day. So it happened, I don't know, weeks ago now. But remember we did the office? Remember we did the office antics and we threw the fan? It actually broke.
Yes.
I pissed the bed in between that time sometime, right? And so I didn't have a fan. So I just left it. I didn't even put a fan over it. I didn't even change the sheet.
Oh, man.
And by the next day, it had naturally dried or just gone deeper into the one-bed mattress. This is the beauty of one-bed mattresses. Oh,
that is not an endorsement for them.
They can fucking soak up piss and make it disappear somewhere.
Oh, my God.
It evaporates.
We should definitely get another one-bed mattress brand deal because they've given us two so far. And that if they give us another one, that's what we're doing. One-bed mattresses. Look how well they absorb my piss. Within 12 hours, I'm able to lie back down. Oh, I can piss all I want.
And even somehow, it like absorbed the fucking sheet dried as well. It was perfect. Because I didn't have any fucking clean sheets.
Yeah.
So that was it. But yeah, go me. I'm doing well.
Woo! Woo! All right. Last question. Oh, that is the last question. Would you believe that? Would you believe that?
Yep.
All right. This brings us to our next segment. It's been called. This is a segment where we just unbox the fucking shit you can't send us in our P.O. box. It's right here. Read it out loud for everyone.
Matt.
P.O. box 256 Taigum, spelled T-A-I-G-U-M, 4018.qld.aus.
Woo!
All Australia for long.
Woo! Look at this. We have a big old box. What's we got here? What's that? What's that, eh? What's the weird touching, huh? I don't touch it.
I didn't fucking even raise my hand.
Bozzy's come over. Oh, darling, fucking shitty. It's so funny how he comes over when that noise is happening because he likes it. I really don't know how to open it.
It's beautiful. You should have seen Bosley's reaction. The horse and him kissed today. It was fucking beautiful.
Bosley kissed a horse.
Oh, and then he got a bit panicked.
Yeah.
He's like,
no, it's not a dog. He's not a dog.
You lied to me, Daddy. You
said
it was a dog.
It's on our story right now.
You said it was
a
dog.
I guess it's a week from now for you guys.
He turned back.
Are you talking to me? You lied to me, Daddy. Oh,
he thinks he's got a toy.
He literally thinks this is a toy. Oh, that's why. Because he would think that me making those noises over there is me being like, oh, this is something for you.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You miss out. Shit. You fucking miss out.
Sorry, Bozzy. Good boy. Dude, so he's bought us the cricket box. So a cricket box is like something you put on your dick and balls when you're batting. So it protects your dick and balls from getting fucked up bad.
So I think is this his shit? He said, guys, enjoy the enclosed dick protectors. You need them.
Because he hasn't mentioned any brand or anything.
P.S. The best vid content you make is where you need dick protectors.
All right, he likes that dick.
Maybe we should do an experiment to see how much these things work.
Yeah. And it'll end with us driving over our dicks with this there. And if it handles a car, then we know they work.
Holy sh! Is this what a cup is? Like, is this?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Very good.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you very much, mate. We'll use one and then we'll put one up here, eh?
Nah. Yeah, well, let's do an experiment to see how effective these are.
Bloody Bosley Camberbury. Can't believe it. He can't bloody believe it. All right, that is the end of...
I just realized what time it is.
That is the end of the PO unboxing segment. Continue to send us your shit. We love opening it every week. It's great. The next segment has been renamed to...
Please stop it, Marty. Please stop it, Marty.
And this is a segment where we just do stunts. And we both do very equal. We both get in the same amount of pain. We both take 50-50 even split of stunt that we each do to each other. And for this week, I'm going to get this massive, massive rubber band. And I'm going to pull it back as far as I fucking can. Really far. Like, they bend a long, long way. And then I'm going to flick it into Michael's fucking forehead. Right in the middle. Right in the fucking middle of your forehead, Michael.
Is that... I like the other way. The wasp.
He likes it the other way. Yeah.
Probably worse. Oh, I thought the beers would give me confidence, but they're not doing anything. Don't hit my eyes.
Yeah, I won't hit your eyes. Right, here we go, everybody.
I think you go the long way.
Whoa, that was quick. I thought you were gonna make it fucking... Oh, I thought you were gonna build it up. I'm glad it's over though. Whoa.
How bad. Okay.
Like that, I think that was all right.
I thought the long way would have been better.
Yeah, no, that's still pretty bloody good because it's twice a double the whack.
Is there a mark?
You look like you're a bit red, but just from tensing.
No, there will be a mark right here.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a birthmark. Little birthmark.
Yeah, it's cheeky. Little birthmark on your forehead. It's like, wow. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
All right, and that is the name of our last segment, which is where we do a prank call.
Last night I shave on David Fulton Pine. And I live on the second floor.
Hey, sexy and dad, my mate Joe.
I was fucking like.
He's recently got done speeding 140-ish in an 80 zone going through the airport link tunnel in Queensland. He's been fined over 1K and 8 points, as well as 6 month suspension. I'd you to call him up to prank him, saying he's missed a court date. And he's just fuck with him, saying he's in big trouble. Whatever, good luck. Oh, yeah, that's good. We can do that one too, Joshy.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Jai?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, g'day. It's just Judy from the Brisbane Magistrate Court here. Just calling, wondering why you didn't come to court today. You seem to have missed your court hearing today.
I didn't think... Well, for what?
For 142 in an 80 zone going through an airport link tunnel in Queensland?
I was led to believe that I didn't have to go to court.
It says here that, you were definitely meant to come in today, and as a result, your court date's been changed for another 6 months, and you're going to have to hire a lawyer, and basically it means that the court can come and repossess your car.
For how long?
Well, up until the next court hearing, unfortunately.
Okay, so is there a way of making that not possible? Because I was never told about a court thing.
Well, it says that there's quite a lengthy process up to a court hearing. You should have received plenty of notices, lots of letters, in the mail, and also usually standard protocol is also call the plaintiff to come in. And and texting and stuff like that. So yeah, there's plenty.
I'd never got a text, calls, nothing.
Yeah, that,
emails, nothing.
Look, yeah, you have to try and understand that the people that I call at the end of the day who've missed their court hearing, they're not usually very honest people. They don't usually give me a very straight up answer. I'm not sort of expecting you to tell me the truth at the moment. I'm just calling to let you know that. You've missed your court hearing, and in 6 months' time, that'll be your next one, and the boys are going to come by and sort of take your car there.
Okay, so what's the process of getting my car impounded?
Okay, so the big tow truck will come, and they'll pop it on the back of your car.
Yeah,
and then they'll sort of they've got like a winch or whatever, and they
I get how a tow truck works, but what's the thing with that?
It's like so that's just purely because it was a traffic violation. That's just standard protocol. So yeah,
I understand that, but like what charges are there for that?
So if you're losing your license, I don't have the whole list of the charges here, but there is a charge for missing your court hearing, and failure to appear on court also carries a up to a $15,000 fine. If you can't explain or give a good reason as to why you missed your court hearing, or even sort of letting us know that you weren't going to make it, that's sometimes.
I'm just confused as I never got letters in the mail or anything.
Yeah. Well, like I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like a tricky one, isn't it? Because it's like. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, like, I understand, but yeah, I honestly can say that I never received anything in the mail, mate.
Yeah, well, it's full on, first of all.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
140.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And secondly, it's like bloody, what are you going to, exactly. So it's like, what are you going to bloody do?
Yeah.
So it's like, but I understand what you're saying. Look, I completely understand what you're saying.
Yep.
And look, I'm willing to cut you a deal, okay? A little slice of the action. How's this for you? All right?
Yep.
I'm looking. I can click my little button here and make everything go away. Bye-bye.
Yep.
If you transfer me $10,000.
Sorry?
Don't repeat this out loud. I can make it all go away. The push of a button. $10,000. That's all.
How do I... I don't have $10,000.
Well, look, I'll give you 2 days, okay, to get $10,000.
Are you able to actually send me an email?
Look, I don't like to get anything in writing, okay, for obvious reasons, darling.
Okay.
So, look, I can give you my personal deets, right, so you can contact me, but other than that, that's nothing that I can really do about that.
Okay. What are your personal details?
Okay, my personal details are Marty and Michael.
Sorry?
Marty and Michael.
Fucking hell, Card. Fuck, no way. There is no fucking way. Who the fuck set me up for this, man?
Oh, that is good.
That was fucking good. Wait, who was it, Michael, that set him up?
Unlock it.
Wait, I think his name was Jack or something. Oh, Joshy. Josh?
Joshy fucking Excel. What the fuck, man? What is this going on?
Oh, dude, I can't believe you were keen to, like... Dude, didn't you think it was a prank after the fucking... When she's like 10 grand and it will go away?
He's fully going for it. That's so fucking good. I felt so bad dragging you along for so long.
Fucking hell. With fucking gym cunt.
Oh, that is a good time.
All right, your dog can't. That's fucked, can't with him.
Nah, man, he just sent it to us on Instagram.
Oh, fuck me. Fucking hell,
God. Oh, dude. Well, anyway.
I'm at fucking work. I'm fucking shitting myself. Jesus fucking Christ. Mad cunt.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry, dude.
Tell me that you fucking recorded this.
Yeah, of course, man. It'll be out in the next week's podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah. Right over. Fuck, you got me shitting myself.
Oh, that was fun.
Fuck me.
All right, dude. It was lovely to meet you, mate. And you can go and relax.
Cheers, boys.
See you, mate.
See you, dude. See you. Fucking Matt the whole time is like this.
Doesn't like to listen,
just
does
like
he?
That. I can't handle it.
I always like to just push it further with a person to like make it more obvious that it's a prank call, but it's so funny when they don't get it. Yeah. I was like, by the end of it, being so weird, and he was still like okay with it.
You had spasms of the character from last week come out. And I was like, nah, calm it down. And then I wanted you to go on the COVID thing again, like that's why.
Oh,
fucking hell, it worked out really well. That was
very good.
Well, we are the best.
We are the best. We're the best and better than the rest. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. Well, we're the best. Nothing else for us. We're the best. 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 We're the best.
We're the best.